This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Shobe is the Director of Business and Economics at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service at the University of Virginia, and John Knapp is a senior economist in that division. They join us in studio to talk about the new economic impact of the University of Virginia, the details of which were just released a few hours ago right here in Charlottesville. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for being here.
Hello.
Hi, Coy.
I'm glad you're here. Bill, get us up to speed. This is the first time that UVA has done this in almost 20 years. Is that right?
Let's see, 17. I think the last one was done in 1990. And it's done at the request of the university. And so we're doing this in response to a request from the president.
President Castine, of course. And the question is basically, let's really look at some numbers here. Let's crunch some numbers and see what is the economic impact of the university, not just in Central Virginia, but for the first time, this study asks the question, what is the statewide impact of the university? Is that right?
Right. If you take a lot of state money and pump it through a university, it's bound to have a big effect on the local economy, and that's one of the things that was important for us to measure. But the next question you want to ask is, well, why should you be spending all this state money on a university? What's the rationale for a state government supporting a system of really top-notch research universities?
And of course, one of the headlines that came out of this study, really a remarkable fact here, is that for every dollar that is spent, every dollar of public money that is invested in the University of Virginia, the university in turn generates, what is it, over almost $5 in money in the state.
Right, about $4.71 was our measure. So essentially, over the last 25 years, on average, the state appropriation of the university has been going down if you adjust for inflation. And as state funds supporting the university have fallen off a bit, the university has had to look to other avenues of support. And as it's become a major research university, it started bringing in a lot of federal research grants, private research grants, alumni donations, and then out-of-state students contribute a lot as well to the state economy. So all that is money flowing into the economy from outside the state.
That is remarkable, though, for every dollar that we spent. I mean, if ever there was ever proof that this is money well spent and that perhaps the state should think about putting in some more, this is it. I mean, the numbers are there.
Well, it does show that the university has a great positive contribution. Of course, that's not why you're investing all this money in the university. You're investing all this money in the university because it's a knowledge factory. It produces a stream of highly qualified students that come into the local labor market. It gives opportunity to Virginia students to really get a first-rate education. And then it generates a lot of research that results in economic development, innovation, R&D facilities, economic development associated with high technology research and scientific research.
It really is fascinating. We're talking with economists Bill Shobe and John Knapp of the UVA's Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service. The economic impact of the University of Virginia, the 2007 study, the first of its kind in 17 years, just released a few hours ago right here in Charlottesville. John, I know you oversaw the examination of the local numbers here and right in our neighborhoods here. And what's amazing is over $1 billion is spent by the university right here in Central Virginia. That is amazing.
Well, either spent by the university itself or associated with the university, because that includes not only the spending by the university, including the university payroll, but also it includes visitor spending and student spending. So those go together to come to that billion-dollar
figure. Money that is pumped right into this local economy that wouldn't be there otherwise if the university was, say, in Lynchburg or Roanoke or somewhere else, which it could have been. Let's just remind ourselves, if not for Mr. Jefferson, it absolutely would have been in Lexington or Stanton, or it would it could have very easily been further west at the time.
And we defined the local areas, the local metropolitan statistical area, which is, or MSA, which is Charlottesville and Alma, or Fluvanna, Greene, and Nelson.
Right, right. The satellite counties, as we like to call them.
Of course, the effects also ripple further because there are a number of people that work at UVA that live in Culpeper or Waynesboro, Augusta, Stanton.
Yeah. And John, your study actually broke it out such that you can actually look at, like, student spending, for example, is over $211 million in 2005, which is the study year. That's incredible. I mean, when these young people come to our community, they don't leave their wallets at home, that's for sure.
Either their wallets or their parents' credit card or their student loans. The money's coming from somewhere. Yeah.
That is incredible. And also, the numbers look at not just the spending, but the fact that the university is, as we all suspect, far and away the dominant employer in the region.
Absolutely. Its count of about 19,500 employees accounts for about one-fifth of the total employment by place of work here in this metropolitan area.
So 20% of the people that work here work in some form or fashion with
the
university.
And even slightly larger, as you might guess, percentage of earnings is attributable, about 22% of earnings is attributable to UVA.
And that's the direct employment. That doesn't account for all the jobs, of course, that are in support. You know, all the retail jobs, all of the other
businesses
jobs that
at the corner or Barracks Road that are.
And it does not include. We tried to be conservative on this because some of these studies go overboard. And so we did not count activities such as the National Radio Astronomy. We didn't count Army Ground Intelligence. We didn't count the Judge Advocate School and other facilities that one could make a case. They would not be here if it were not for UVA.
Yeah, a very strong case, of course. That's what the fact that the university is here, and you have just this this collection and this concentration of such really smart, talented people. There's a natural inclination that you'll see other businesses that want to be close to that. Of course, Bill, let's talk for a minute about some of the statewide impact of the university, because I find this really interesting. Sometimes we take it for granted that, you know, the university has an incredible local impact, but we never really think about its reach across the Commonwealth.
Right. And so some of the big things, for example, one of the most important factors in business location decision, especially in businesses that are sort of knowledge oriented, is the availability of highly qualified potential employees. And a university like the University of Virginia is providing a steady stream of these highly qualified employees into the local labor market. Now, they're qualified to go anywhere, but they're available here, and so it helps the reputation of the state. And in fact, it was partly responsible for Virginia getting a ranking from Forbes.com as the number one business location in the country because of the great supply of highly educated students coming out of the state university system. So the education function is really important for economic development. Plus, it also, if a company is trying to bring highly educated employees into the state, they're looking, well, what are the opportunities going to be for my children?
Of course, it's a quality
of life issue for people coming into the state, and it makes it more attractive for a company that's going to be bringing highly educated employees into the state.
Yeah, well, you hear that all the time from the students, because we're constantly seeing students from New England or the Midwest, and they're like, well, you know, America knows about Virginia schools. We get it. We know. I mean, that's why we're here, especially the flagship public school at the University of Virginia.
Right, right. And of course, the other side of the university's operations is the enormous research function, which has really blossomed in the last 20 years. Research has research activity at the university has grown very rapidly. And as we were talking about earlier, a lot of the money for this research is from federal grants into the medical research centers, the engineering school, other science departments in the school, and the support for this research brings a lot of resources in. But another important factor for businesses thinking about whether to locate in Virginia, if they have research components, they're looking for highly qualified, the top-notch faculty, because they'd like to be near where they have expertise they can call on. And so you have this important effect of knowledge industries locating near universities. And that, we were talking about that a little bit earlier.
And those research academics would like that as well, because right. they like to plug into that as well and know yeah. what is the very latest going on in the private sector.
Right. And so you have this symbiotic relationship. You have the faculty want to be involved in entrepreneurial activities that take advantage of their so that they can earn more from their expertise that they've worked so hard to develop. And industry wants to be close to them as well. And so you, even the fact that you have a high-quality student body as well, because faculty use students as research assistants, and so all these components all fit together. And it's pretty well understood that cities with a higher proportion of highly educated people in the population tend to grow faster than cities with lower levels of education. There seems to be an increased rate of growth associated with increased levels of knowledge.
Yeah, yeah,
in a
absolutely.
Community.
Bill Shobe is Director of Business and Economics at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service, and John Knapp is a senior economist in the division, and they are the authors of The Economic Impact of the University of Virginia, a major research study that was just released today here in Charlottesville. And where can we send folks, Bill, to if they'd like to get, I believe, a PDF of this is available online. Is that right?
That's correct. And if they want to go online, go to www.coopercenter, all one word, .org/publications/UVA Impact.
There you go.
All one word. And we have a synopsis, a shorter study that is available on the web, but also if you call Amanda Banton, B-A-N-T-O-N, at the Office of University Relations, she's at 924-1400.
924-1400, and it's coopercenter.org/publications/UVA Impact would be the URL.
Yes.
Great. Thank you guys for being here, and thank you for the work, and also thank you to your team. I'm sure this was a big team that helped dig up all these numbers and then crunch them. It is amazingly
got help from lots of folks.
Exciting and positive news, and yet another reason why we can all be really proud of this major public university right here in our backyard. Thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, Coy.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show can be heard every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WINA. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com. If you enjoyed the show, why not check out our site for hours and hours of archives of Coy's show? You'll also find other radio programs, arts features, public affairs coverage, and more.